Hello guys, welcome to the James Sinclair podcast. This is the podcast where entrepreneurs go to grow their business, soar to success, and take all the best bits that we come up with. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing our 7-point plan to our new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, to turbocharge the UK economy from the point of view of business owners. And basically what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to put together a letter and I'm going to whistle it over its way to number 10 Downing Street, where it all happens here in the United of the Kingdoms. We're live on Facebook. If you're listening to our podcast and you want to watch it live on Facebook and comment to get it interactive, then you need to find James Sinclair's Entrepreneurs Network. That's where we post our lives. If you're an entrepreneur as well, you can get into the James Sinclair Entrepreneurs Chat, which is a closed group full of hundreds of entrepreneurs that really want to help other entrepreneurs. It's a non-sales page, but you can get in there, request to be in there, and one of the team will get you in there. So let's go into the 7-point plan that I've got for the brand new Prime Minister here of this United Kingdom to turbocharge the economy from the point of view of business owners. And I'm going to go through my 7-point plan, which I'm going to put in a letter to him and send out in the post as well. So point number one is VAT. I think we should turn that into a 2-point system where we have a sales, a service tax or a product tax, or meet in the middle and just have a simple sales tax. Let me go through that in detail. At the moment, VAT is at 20%. When I started out in business, it was actually 17.5%. Then it went down to 15% under Gordon Brown, and then it skyrocketed to 20% under Chancellor George Osborne. That really hurts our business. VAT is one of the crippling taxes that hurts every person. When you go to the supermarket, you spend money, that hurts you, and it increases prices. I think that we should have a lower, simpler sales tax or a product rate of VAT. So if you buy something really expensive, hey, yeah, let's pay some more tax on that. But if you do a service rate of VAT, so if you go into a restaurant buying some food, I think you should have a lower rate of VAT, a service rate of VAT, because you're not claiming back against anything. But the utopia for me would be to come up with a much simpler system, and that would be a sales tax. You have a flat rate of sales tax, so there's no rebates given to businesses. That would reduce the amount of staff in HMRC working out VAT returns and all of that, and those people then could be put onto tax evaders and people that are really trying to knock HMRC. So I think that would be a much better system, to have a simpler sales tax, and I'm talking something like 8 to 10%, and you make it obvious that you're doing that, and because most people don't understand what VAT is, the Joe public, only business owners understand what it is. Thank you, Liz. Here's the new book. I'm just going to tell you about that at the end of the podcast. So I think a simpler VAT and turn that into a sales tax would be a far smarter way of turbocharging the UK, because I mean, hey, people might be putting off building houses or doing extensions on their house because they know that they've got to pay a rate of 20% VAT. If they know that that's going to be reduced down to 8 to 10% via a sales tax, that's going to benefit so many people. It's going to allow people to go and buy things. It's going to pump loads of money into the economy. And on to point three, which I'm going to discuss in a minute, it will reduce so much administration for business owners. And the more administration we can cut out, the more the smaller to medium-sized businesses are going to be able to do more. And they really are the engine of the UK economy. Next, point number two is business rates. They need a huge, utter reform. They are archaic. In what you do. I mean, some of the business rates for us have doubled, and then you have to go to tribunal, then the bloody people from the VOA office, the business rates office, they don't turn up. I mean, you just have, it's a right cocktail of mess, business rates in this country. And the high street, if we could do something with business rates, it would save the high street, which is the communities of this great country of ours. Now, some businesses need to innovate. They haven't innovated, and that's why some retail businesses, some businesses are really struggling, but they're now being charged more in tax at a time when they need to innovate and sort out than they ever have before. So it's like a double whammy of crippling them. And then the internet giants are not being taxed fairly. There needs to be a complete and utter reform of taxing physical locations via business rates. The government have increased, they put pension costs on, they've increased VAT, they've increased insurance premium tax. tax, they've increased the cost of employment, all of these things, all this new red tape that's come in, they're just hurting people too much. Which brings me on to point three. We need to get a giant pair of secateurs onto red tape and actually not just say this. They all come out and say we're going to cut red tape. No, get it actually done and do something about it. There's too many cooks spoil the broth in terms of red tape in this country. And what that does is it stops the small business owner saying, do you know what? Yeah, I will go a bit bigger. I will now go and employ someone. You know, if you're a one-man band, you now faced with that you've got to, if you employ someone part-time, you've got to give them pension costs. You think, nope, I'm not going to grow my company. We're doing too much to stifle the growth of the small business owner that wants to go to the next level. I don't know if you hear the phone ringing, guys. If you're listening on the podcast, I do like to let you know I do this live in my office. My team are around me because I'm really passionate about doing this and I don't want an excuse that it doesn't get done. So I do it in the office. So if you hear background noise, this is real, guys. This is happening. This is the engine room of an SME. I'm passionate about the SME. And I just want to quickly go over that first point, so the three-point plan. Number one, let's cut VAT and get a simpler sales tax. Cut all the bloody returns that people have to do and all of that. If you could just have a sales tax, you would get rid of all of that. And then all the people in HMRC that look after VAT, let's then hopscotch them over to the tax evaders where there is so much more money to be made. Number two, a huge reform of business rates. Because I'm not stupid. I realise government need to collect taxes to run this country of ours. But if they could just think outside of the box and think, yeah, let's stop taxing turnover and let's start taxing profit. Because if we tax profit, people are going to be motivated more from the turnover they make to reinvest, re-employ, and we should get, that's how we should tax people on profit, not turnover. The big, huge set of secateurs to red tape that stops people going up the level. Okay, point number four, don't just focus on big businesses. I mean, I think, you know, big business is a crucial part of the UK economy, and we're the best place to attract those big businesses. And what I'm talking about is the Amazon, the Googles. You know, people are really slagging those guys off. And we need them, guys. That we absolutely need them. And we want to attract those people to be here in this country. I'm very, very passionate about that. But what I think, government focuses too much on those guys when they talk about business and not on the SMEs. I'm talking about the businesses turning from zero to £50 million of annual revenue. Those are the guys, in my opinion, that we need to help and support more. Because they're going to be tomorrow's big business and they're going to be the people that really drive the country forward. So we massively, massively have to focus on medium-sized businesses. So that's, you know, the people that are turning £1 million could easily turn £10 million with government support. But government support isn't there. You know, bank support isn't there. Once you're a big, massive company, you couldn't get me a bottle of water, could you? Sorry, guys, I'm just got a bit of a cough here. I was getting passionate about this stuff. We need to be able to support medium-sized business. I think there's quite a lot for startups, and I think there's quite a lot for big businesses. It's the medium-sized businesses where the biggest opportunity is, and there's just not enough there for them. And government need to hugely get behind that. They need to make it easier for those guys to get funding, to grow, to get contracts, and not just let the big guys get the stuff. I'm really passionate about this, and I just, any ideas anyone's got that the government should help medium-sized businesses more, the people that are employing two or three people, up to 20 people, up to 30 people, they're the people that are much easier than to go and employ another 5-10 people. They're the engine room guys, and we need to support them. We need to be proud of them and say, yes, 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 let's champion these guys. And that just doesn't happen enough. So not just big business, let's support the medium-sized business as well. Anyone got any ideas of what I should put in my letter to Boris Johnson in my 7-point plan on this subject? Hit it in the comments below, because I want to know. So don't just focus on big businesses, point number four. Point number five, make it attractive to employ. It's not attractive to employ like it was 5-7 years ago. There's too many rules and regulations for the small business to employ someone. You hear so many business owners going, oh, I just employ virtual assistants. I want to get subcontractors. I want to outsource that. Why are they doing that? Because they're doing everything they can to avoid rules and regulation so they can have a try, you know. But that's wrong, because I know that doesn't build businesses. You actually have to employ people, build a team around you. and you have to have the faith that the government do everything they can against that happening. So we've got to help people to employ people. And what does that mean? Tax breaks on employment, absolutely. You know, the government should put towards these blooming pension costs. They should reduce national insurance on employers. I mean, come on. I mean, what farce is that? You now pay a tax to employ people? Come on, government, help the businesses out in this country. Stop taxing turnover, tax profit. Make it very attractive to employers, number five. Number six, funding medium-sized companies. This is the biggest struggle. When you're a business and it's turning £500,000 to £1 million and you want to grow, it's really difficult to get funding from cheap funding for this. Now, it's easy if you want to go peer-to-peer lending and do all that stuff. That's more easy and attractive than ever, but that's expensive money. So we need to, I think government should put aside a set of money, say £10 billion a year, that they lend to businesses at 3% above base, but they do it through banks. So if the banks sort of are a bit tense, we haven't got security here. Now they do a bit of this through the Enterprise Finance Guarantee Scheme, but I think they could catapult that faster than ever. So if a bank thinks, yeah, this has got some legs, they should get behind that. And they've got this banking system in the UK where they could, you know, really increase the enterprise finance guarantee schemes that they've got, so that businesses that are medium-sized, that are employing people, the engine room of this country, find it easier to borrow money to grow their businesses more. That is a low-hanging fruit that they should do. Number seven is invest in infrastructure. I mean, there has been talks about this. I mean, broadband in this country is archaic. I remember Boris saying that parts of Spain, well, most of Spain has got better internet than us. Just a joke, absolutely ridiculous. The roads in this country need an over. They're building all this HS2 stuff, you know, all this railway stuff. And I'm thinking, no, why don't we invest it in roads? You know, someone's got to come up with some alternative ideas to stop our roads getting clogged up. I think I've wasted millions of pounds worth of labour over the course of our business in terms of people's time just being stuck in blooming traffic jams and stuff around this country. So we've got to get behind infrastructure investment. Government need to be not just a country of financial services, which I love, which I'm very proud of, that we have these strong finance companies in the UK. I'm very proud that a third of the world's money goes through the City of London every day. Yeah, we want all of that, yeah, and more. But we should be manufacturing stuff. We should be building stuff. We should be doing that stuff, and we need to invest in that, and we need to make it attractive for companies to do that. Why can't we have more Dysons, more JCBs? You know, we've got some serious talent in this country, but the government needs to be getting behind that and championing that, and you know, giving tax breaks for businesses that want to make stuff in this UK to really drive our exports up. They talk about it, but they don't do enough action. I mean, just think about the talented engineers we've got in this country. You know, Dyson is a great story. JCB is a great story. There are many other things in this country rather than those unicorns that have happened. Let's try and get a few more people to do that stuff. And government needs to champion that stuff. And, they need to do more than just R&D tax relief on this. They need to give cash up front to people that have got the management and the experience to make that stuff happen, that have started some form of track record to really catapult that to success. So I'm going to put that all in my letter. If you've got any ideas, hit them in the comments below. Just some shameless plugging right now. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, you really need to. 360 videos plus on business entrepreneurship, helping you grow your business. If you want to know how to get customers and all of that stuff, you want to know how to market, look after your teams and all that, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and our podcast channel. This is going to be turned into a podcast. It's actually a podcast we're recording, but we also do it on Facebook Live as well. If you want to get yourself listening to some of this stuff when you're on your next car journey, make sure you subscribe to our podcast channel. And here's the new thing that we're bringing out. This is our brand new book. Look at this. It's called Getting Customers Easier, Faster, and for Less Money Than You Ever Thought Possible. And the book is actually all about getting customers. And there's some good stuff in here, really good stuff on how you can grow your business with getting customers with less money than you ever thought possible. If you would like a free copy of that, here's what you need to do. You need to subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to my podcast channel, send me the screenshots of that, and I will send you a digital copy of this brand new book whizzing through to your emails within the next 28 days. So come on, guys, take action. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to our podcast channel. If you leave a review, I'm going to love you forever, and I will send you a digital copy of our brand new book, ASAP. Thanks for watching, guys, to your continued success. See you real soon. Bye-bye.